Hello, dear listener. For the last couple of days, I've been meaning to record an audio boo about one Rebecca Black, whose song, Friday, I believe the song's title is. Hate it or loathe it, you can't really ignore the fact that it exists, because it's become, with a small h, something of a hit. It's certainly been in the top 100 downloaded songs on iTunes, and I dare say it'll be played on the radio on Sunday. Oh, how music's changed since I were a lad. Well, I was sort of trying to find out, and I guess newspapers already covered the story in their own inimitable way, is how it happened and what it really says about society. From what I can see, Ark Music Factory is a small... It's not even a record label. It's down in Wikipedia as a vanity music producer. So... the sense I get from that is that a teenage kid wants to be famous, would love to sort of get seen and picked up by an agent or something, and so mummy and daddy pay maybe sort of £10,000 to borrow a recording studio, record a backing track, get their precious little one to sing a song that the teenagers written, record a funky video with their best mate, and basically sort of be a dream come true thing. It's one step above X Factor, and certainly one step away from the humiliation of being told by Simon Cowell, "You rubbish, get off." This sort of thing has been going on for years and years. In fact, I used to listen to a programme on WFMU called The Incorrect Music Show, and some people have managed to get a sort of archive recordings of artists who would save up for years to record either a cover version or their own song in a studio, just so they could hear their voice and have their kind of legacy stored on tape or vinyl. Because it's a very special thing to do, and to be able to capture that moment in a professional way is, I guess, is still some people's dream. Of course, the marketing was done for them. All they needed to do was place the final version on YouTube, and very much like that guy who was begging by the side of the road, who turned out to be a very talented radio announcer, all it takes is one person to pick up that video and turn it into, and pass it around Twitter, pass it around Facebook, send emails to mates and things like that. It just takes that one little bit of communication for it to spread like wildfire. It's probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to Ark Music Factory, and it has done them no harm at all. I don't think they're in the position where they can manage the artist and sort of do all the PR for them, because they probably, it looks like a two-guy operation, would spend all their time dealing with Rebecca Black. So from the interview I've seen with her, Simon Cowell has said, if anybody can get this as much attention, I'm interested in her. And there we go. She can sign on the dotted line and become his property for 2 years. Heaven help her. But it really does say something about the way that internet phenomena are created, and how it can happen so randomly to anybody out of the millions of videos that get posted on YouTube, and out of all very small companies that take the risk and don't really have to spend a huge amount of money. It's effectively like a lottery win for her, lottery win for Ark Music Factory, and the rest of us have to suffer for it. That is pretty much all I'm going to say about this song. I think if we hold our breath, it'll be gone before too long, unless, of course, Disney or some other sort of organisation pick her up and try and propel her to be a superstar. But then it will probably stop being her, won't it? And it will become the industry that takes her on. I guess her dreams will be evaporated in having sold her soul to be famous. But I guess that's why I feel sorry for her in a lot of respects, because although she probably wanted it, I don't know she quite realises what she's got now. We'll see how it goes, really, and as long as somebody looks after, she'll be all right. There endeth the lesson. This is going to happen again, but if we avoid it, if you and me, we avoid it, it might just go away. So should we do that now? Let us never speak of this again.